You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Oh, well do I remember when first I went to see. I was a gay, light-hearted youth as happy as could be. I longed to lead a sailor's life among the true and brave.
With that plaintive, lovely song, When First I Went to Sea, singer Katie Else brings us the shared history between Ireland and Michigan's Beaver Island. This song is on Katie's new album that's called Songs from Across the Lake and Sea. It's traditional songs from Ireland, Scotland, and Michigan. Katie Else is with us. Welcome to Stateside, Katie.
Thank you for having me.
So here you are releasing your new CD July 28th. You'll be at the Gaelic League Irish American Club of Detroit right in Corktown, the spiritual heart of the Irish community, and then, of course, where many Irish immigrants settled when they came to Michigan to flee the famine in the 1840s. I'm wondering how you got to this point, when and how you discovered Irish music.
I discovered Irish music in college. I was studying classical singing, actually. There was an Illan piper who was playing at our school, and he formed an Irish band. And my friend who's playing guitar just said, I think you would sound really good singing these songs. And I have Irish heritage, but just never did anything terribly Irish growing up. And so I thought I'd give it a shot, and I just ended up falling in love with the songs that I was hearing and learning and really gravitated towards it.
And we should let everybody know who heard you say Illan piper and went, say what? The Illan piper is associated with Irish music, and unlike the Scottish Highland bagpipes that you blow through a blowpipe and it's made to call troops into war, the Illan pipe is played with the elbow and has that lovely sound, which, by the way, James Horner used to great effect in Titanic.
Yeah, yeah.
And Braveheart.
Yeah.
So if you've heard those, you've heard the Illan pipes.
Yep.
What spoke to you about this music and about these songs?
At that time, there was a juxtaposition happening for me where with classical music, I was focused really heavily on the technical aspect of singing. But with the Irish music, I just felt like I could relax and emote. I also loved the fact that there was such an honesty to these songs because they were just written to be shared with their community and then passed down from generation to generation. It was just a different kind of creative outlet in terms of singing.
Now, before we talk about the Beaver Island connection and those songs, I want to point out something in your journey to become an Irish singer, and that is the fact that you sing songs on your new album in Irish and do a stunning job of it. Let's take a listen.
The fog and shadow and make a wake and look and see. The other yach more I get you. For your regal and need them. Cause baby, don't go here. I go here.
So how did a Michigan girl master singing in a language that goes back to the ancient Celtic peoples from times before the Romans?
Well, the more and more I met singers who are really steeped in the Irish tradition, the more I realized, like, to really be in touch with the older traditional styles, you had to learn Irish. And it was at the Milwaukee Festival, actually, that I met what's called a Shano singer. Shano just literally means old style of singing. And I heard him perform some of these songs from Connemara, two of which I sing on the album. And even though I, at that point, had no idea what he was saying, I was really moved by it. It was almost like he was in like a trance when he was singing, and he really, really pulled you in. I kind of formed a friendship with him, and in talking with him about, you know, how I should go about learning these songs in Irish, he really thought coming over to Ireland and learning the language and just really working with singers over there would be the best. So I was living in Chicago at the time, and I did take some Irish lessons and then ended up moving to Galway and working with another Shano singer, a woman named Nantam Tamin. A lot of these songs, they have older versions of words, or they'll have like really old sayings. So when I'm trying to translate them, it'll be a little bit confusing, but she just kind of helped me understand some of those older words and older sayings as well.
Does it feel different when you're singing in Irish versus singing in English?
I mean, it feels different singing in any sort of a language. It's obviously more active in your brain in a different type of a way.
And you mentioned he was in, when you heard that Sean Knowles singer, he was kind of in a trance. There was something that he got into.
Yeah, especially in that style of singing in the Sean Knowles songs. It's almost like you kind of remove yourself from the equation. You take it a little bit inward. A lot of times people will close their eyes. They even have a tradition in Sean Knowles where they'll have someone face a corner. Mm. It's a very ornamented and improvisatory style that I was learning as well. You're kind of learning the process by which you sing it. It's less performative and more introspective and more internal.
And where's home base for you now?
I'm in Ferndale.
You're in Ferndale.
There's a few of us Irish musicians in Ferndale right now.
There actually was quite a tradition at the old White Heather Club of people getting together and playing.
Indeed. I was there a couple times,
If you just joined us, I'm speaking with singer Katie Else. Her new album coming out is Songs from Across the Lake and Sea, traditional songs from Ireland, Scotland, and from Michigan, which leads us to the fact that two of the songs on your album are from Beaver Island, the one we heard at the beginning of our conversation, When First I Went to Sea. What is the history of that song?
So that song I learned from some recordings made by Alan Lomax. And about 5 years ago, I went to
We should just let everybody know, Alan Lomax went around and recorded folk songs all over America, didn't
he? Yeah. So he went to Beaver Island in 1938 to make some recordings there. And I went to the Library of Congress about 5 years ago to listen to those. I'm so glad you can get them online now because I had to go to the Library of Congress and they have this big tape machine. And I like had my phone out recording on the headphones. And some of the recordings are really slow, so it was hard to get all of the lyrics. And I was really struck by this song, partially because a lot of the songs I were hearing were Irish songs that I already knew, and I was kind of digging for something that I hadn't heard before. And I hadn't heard this before. It's a sea shanty, and it was sung by a man named Andrew Gallagher. And he said he'd learned it about 45 years previous from what he called a saltwater sailor. And he said it was a really popular sea shanty with the sailors on the Great Lakes. And there are some tweaks in the words you can tell they made to fit the Great Lakes, like the phrase dark domestic sea, obviously not referring to the Atlantic Ocean.
Not indeed.
So, I was happy to find something that I hadn't heard before, you know, that had been around, but that Beaver Islanders, or at least like the sailors of the Great Lakes, had kind of tailored to make their own.
And refresh our collective memory about the close ties between Ireland and Beaver Island.
Mm-hmm. Well, there were a few settlements before the Irish came, but the Irish came in about the middle of the 19th century, and it was primarily settled by residents from Erinmore, an island off the west coast of Donegal. And one of the things that really attracted me to it was that they spoke Irish Gaelic there till the 1930s. In particular, I was really, really, really hoping to find something in Irish. There's another song on the album called Leaving Erinmore, and that's actually a translation. Mm-hmm. I even emailed the Beaver Island Historical Society, and they put something in their paper seeing if anybody could dig up the Irish version of that song, and they couldn't, unfortunately. But I still was able to find a lot of really beautiful songs. There's a lot of great fiddle music from there as well. And so even when you go there today, there's a real... Well, first of all, there's Irish flags everywhere. There's shamrocks. And one thing that struck me was, I think when I was there, there was two pubs that were open, and they felt very much like Irish pubs. You walk in, everybody wants to know your name. They want to know why you're there. They want to strike up conversations.
And have you sing a song.
Yeah.
Right? With that in mind, let's take a listen to this beautiful song, Leaving Erinmore.
Oh, beautiful earth, the land of my birth. It's with sadness I leave you behind, but I hope and I pray that on some future day I will return to my kind.
Well, you have this album release party coming up at the Gaelic League on Michigan Avenue, right in the heart of Corktown in Detroit. And so, as we mentioned, that's going to be on July the 28th.
Mm-hmm.
How about any other performances coming up?
Right now, that's about it. I'm lucky that there are some great Irish musicians in the area, and I haven't been you know, like in a band or a group in quite a while. So I've been piecing this recording together for a number of years using the local musicians and using a few friends from out of town, a few friends that came in town, and then I kind of just asked to help record something on there. But now having this collection, you know, I'd really love to do more with it and have something a little bit more regular.
Well, how can fans of Irish music and fans of Beaver Island find your new CD?
They can go to katieelse.com, and there's a music section, and if you click on that, you can listen to the whole thing, and it'll give you lots of options to buy it as well.
Katie Else, her accompanist that you've heard today is Bob Mervak, and the new CD is Songs from Across the Lake and Sea. Good job. Wonderful singing, wonderful songs, and thanks for sharing your love of this music with us.
Thank you for having me.